From the first breakbeats spun together by Grandmaster Flash more than 20 years ago, to Jazzy Jeff and DJ Shadow, to more current stars like Moby, the art of the DJ has gone through a major evolution, and now it's being offered for college credit. The esteemed Berklee College of Music in Boston is offering a class called Turntablism. Professor Steven Weber lobbied for nearly 5 years to be allowed to teach the course. He says he became enamored with the turntables after watching a videotape of a professional DJ competition.
I had no idea that the level of playing this instrument had grown to the point where it had. The fact that DJs had become musicians was something back in 97 that I was not really all that aware of. And that whole paradigm shift just blew me out of the water.
The notion of the turntable and the mixer as an instrument is somewhat revolutionary, I imagine, in a place like Berklee. Does the faculty agree with you on that?
You know, it's been an educational process. A lot of them do. A lot of them get it. It's been long enough now that a lot of guys have played with turntablists and DJs. It is still, you know, it is still one of those things where a lot of people are not in the know yet. There's a lot of people who still just don't know. And it's been actually really great. I've had a lot of cats come up and ask me for lessons, and I've been giving lessons to other faculty members.
Professor, why don't you give us a short course?
Okay, let's do that. I have Charlie Swan with me here, a student from Boulder, Colorado, and he's got a drum sample. Give us that little drum sample there. So he's going to be doing that. He's going to be providing the drum. Now, what I have here is I have a little sample underneath my fingers on a vinyl record that you probably will recognize.
Well, I'm not a crook.
A very historical figure. And so the two of us are going to do a little playing together. Charlie will be doing a drum beat, and I'm going to be doing some basic scratches. Then I'll speed them up into 16th notes, which are scribbles, and I may even go a little faster into Uzis. So let's give that a shot. Go ahead there, Charlie. Okay, so that's what you can do without a fader. When you put the fader into it, and that's what's on the mixer, you can start doing things called cutting and other techniques called the crab, where you're actually using the individual fingers on your fader hand to open and close the fader really quickly. So,
now,
Charlie, let's give that a shot.
Before you go there, for the uninitiated, what is the fader?
The fader is the device that goes up and down to control the volume. Some people call them sliders.
So almost like a dimmer switch that you'd see on a wall that moves,
instead
of moving up and down, moves left to right.
Exactly. So, we'll give you some cutting and some flares and some crabs here. Go for it, Charlie.
Well, I'm not a crook.
So that's the idea there. What you're doing is you're taking things that didn't used to be musical and turning them into percussion instruments. And you can play melodies, actually, on turntables. So, you know, as a musical instrument, they're coming a long way.
And just by point of order, that was Richard Nixon that we were listening to.
Well, that's the Dick Nixon remix right there.
Now, what's something called a twiddle?
Well, a twiddle is actually kind of like a crab, which I was doing.
Why not?
Where I'm using all four fingers on my fader hand. A twiddle is where you're just using the first two fingers. So you don't get quite as much speed. Then you actually have three-finger crabs, which are usually triplets. And then a four-finger crab, you're actually usually doing 16th notes or 32nd notes. It's interesting because I'm a classical guitarist by training. And the crabs and the twiddles are very much like classical guitar technique. There's a technique called tremolo on the classical guitar. So I was fortunate that some of the dexterity that I had, you know, worked long and hard on getting my master's in classical guitar, I was able to apply to turntablism.
Stephen, you're a rather unlikely instructor for this class. You're in your 40s. As you've said, you have a master in classical guitar. And I haven't met you in person, but I have seen your picture, and you do look rather professorial. So
I'm a white guy. Absolutely. It's funny, because I think all of us here at Berklee are musicians. You know, and once you're here, it seems natural. I know if you're looking at it from the outside, you might think, gosh, how did this guy get into it? But it feels natural to me.
What's the real purpose here? Is it to train students so they can go out and DJ in the clubs? Or is there sort of a
Not necessarily.
Goal.
Yeah, sure. I mean, part of it is just awareness, you know, cultural awareness. Part of our mission here at Berklee is to reflect, you know, the major musical movements of the day. So, you know, I think each student has a different agenda as to why they want to do it. But when we finally got the class online, there was only 8 people in the class. Most of our classes are very small here. There's over 50 people now on the waiting list to get into this class. So there turned out to be a lot of interest.
Stephen Weber is a professor of music production and engineering at the Berklee College of Music, where he teaches a class called Turntable Technique, the Art of the DJ. Thanks for being with us, Professor.
Michelle, it was my pleasure.
Why don't you do us a favor and take us out?
Sure.